Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiancé? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters. And before you know it, you go from let's just enjoy the moment to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible, and with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
Thank you all for tuning in once again, and welcome to Mystery Frequency. Today's show, we have back-to-back episodes of Bold Venture. A fun series that had a little bit of everything. A sea captain that owns a Cuban hotel that deals with treasure hunters, spies, mysteries, and it starred Bogey and Bacall. Surprisingly though, the series only ran for one season. Despite that, you can enjoy the shows that we did get right here. And if you enjoy this one, please check out Volume 1 in the archives. And as always, please be sure to follow, review, and rate the podcast. That all helps out a lot. If you're listening on Spotify, I occasionally run some polls to get some feedback about the show, so check those out. And also feel free to leave a comment. Check out the description for links to everything associated with the podcast. And with all that out of the way, please enjoy the show.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
You won't regret this, Mr. Shannon. You won't.
Mr. Shannon hardly ever regrets anything, do you, Slate?
That's because I lead such a clean life.
See what a lucky man you are, Mr. Bullock. Where else could you have found a 100% fellow like Slate here to take you all the way to Key West in his own boat?
I know. Oh, how well I know. That reminds me. The passage money.
You can pay me when I land you at Key West.
When you do that, you'll get a bonus. Yes, a nice plump bonus.
Plump, huh? That'll be nice. You're a nice man, Mr. Bullock.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Here, I got the money right here. I'll peel off any part of it. Just say when.
What a big piggy bank you must have robbed, Mr. Bullock.
Huh? You made a funny.
Did you do that, sailor?
Yes, she did. I've got $50,000 right here in my hand. Oh, piggy bank. Now, just say when, Mr. Shannon.
Well, if it makes you that happy, when?
What did I tell you, Mr. Bullock? You finally found an honest man. You're wonderful, Slade.
Means a lot to you to get to Key West, doesn't it, Mr. Bullock?
Oh, it does. Yes, it does. A man like me, I'm just not cut out for this excitement in Havana. I'm strictly a homebody. Carpet slippers, a pipe, the evening paper. But all of it in English. Something a man could hold on to. Yes, how much farther to your boat, Mr. Shand?
A couple of minutes. If you're that anxious, you could have taken a plane. One of the crack liners.
I told you. I don't like all those people around me. I paid you enough, didn't I? I'm not paying you to ask silly personal questions. You're being paid to...
Now, easy, Mr. Bullock. Slate doesn't like it when you get...
Hey, watch it, sailor. Hey, watch with you guys. You know better than to drive in a van with your headlights off. You could have...
Keep the mouth polite, friend. All we want is to ask a friendly direction.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, look out. They're the men who... The men who...
Well, what do you know? It can still talk. All right, move it, my chick. Johnny will be proud, won't he, my chick?
Yeah, he'll be proud.
Hey, you should have seen it, Johnny. You should
Relax.
Have seen it. But, Johnny...
I said shut up. Turn off the record, Marcher.
Yeah.
A man doesn't need anything but music like that.
Sure, Johnny.
Sure, Johnny. Tell me how Bullock died.
Four slugs in the chest. Can you imagine that, Johnny? A little guy like that, and it takes him four slugs.
Who was driving?
Him. Maciek, him.
I was driving, Johnny.
I don't know about you, Maciek. I really don't. I said Dolly drives. You were going to handle the gun, remember?
Oh, what difference does it make?
Sure, Johnny, what difference? I didn't mind. He took four slugs. You should have seen.
Maciek.
Uh-huh.
Next time you do like I say. Next time, you'll do it my way, won't you, Maciek?
Sure I will.
Sure you will. You understand. It's the little things that annoy me. Take Bullock. He annoyed me. A bookkeeper who walks out with $50,000 shakes my faith. The money is incidental, Maciek. It's the annoyance of it. Gives me butterflies.
And that's Johnny. Johnny, when do
soon,
we...
Soon, real soon.
And when we get back to the States, it'll be like old times, won't it? Running things from Havana's okay, Johnny, but I like the States.
Like old times.
When are we getting out of here?
Sometime I'll whisper it in your ear gently, Maciek.
Sure.
There's no chance of a slip-up on Bullock, is there?
Uh-uh. We were driving without lights. Nobody followed.
That's right. It happened too fast even for the guy and the dame to have...
What guy and dame?
The ones that Bullock was talking
what
to.
What guy and dame?
Bullock came out of the hotel with the guy and the dame.
What hotel?
Called Shannon's place.
Get them. Bring them here.
Sure, Johnny.
Now turn on the music, Maciek.
Uh-huh.
Inside said you were outside. It said you were on the patio.
Did he tell you to keep walking?
It said you know where Slate Shannon is.
Shannon is doing clever things to his boat. You'll find him down at the dock.
Your name's Duval, huh?
Who are you?
You got in trouble a little while ago, didn't you? You walked with a man and he dropped dead from bullets.
Look, don't make me repeat myself.
Police, that's all.
For a Cuban policeman, you've got quite an American lilt to your voice.
Yeah, I go to all the American movies. Come on, sis.
What are you talking about?
Talking about come on with me, the police. I'm arresting you for suspicion.
Suspicion of what? Show me a badge.
Come on, sis. I get experience dragging people, too.
Take your hands off me. Why, you're the man in the car.
You going to stop fighting, or do I break the soft arm?
Sailor!
Slate! Slate, hurry!
You did wrong, sis! Wrong!
What's that?
Slate, he's got a gun.
Okay, drop it. Taylor, get the gun.
You're gonna be real sorry, mister!
He's getting away.
Yeah. You all right, sailor?
He slugged you good, huh?
Are you all right?
Let's go inside. He was the man who shot Mr. Bullock.
I noticed. Like you said, he slugged me good.
I'll get you something. Hey, wait a minute. We've got company sitting over there.
Yeah. I wonder what he wants. Good evening, Senor LaSalle.
Buenas noches, senor. Senorita, are you sad also like me?
Sad?
Si. This evening you were seen with a man who is lately murdered. That's why I am sad. You are under arrest, both of you. Make yourselves comfortable, señorita y señor. We have a saying in Havana, my jail is your jail.
Hasn't changed a bit, has it, Slate? Still cozy.
Yeah, our home away from home.
Same leg broken on same chair. Same cigar burns on same desk. Same picture of LaSalle Jr. No, it's not the same. Hmm? Junior's a big boy now. How Junior has shot up.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. How is Junior?
Remarkable. He is now in attendance at Yale.
Bula bula for him.
Oh, you are too kind.
Now, how long do we crook our pinkies at each other, LaSalle? I gave you the hoodlum's gun. All you have to do is trace it. That gets you Bullock's murderer. That gets us out of this coffee clutch. You and us.
This we shall do, senor, the tracing of the gun. However, there's also a matter of questions.
I've already chosen my category. How about you, Slate?
What's the question? We told you he shot Bullock down in cold blood. We were taking a walk. Bullock didn't get to finish it, that's all.
This murderer of which you speak, you know him? You can describe him?
He was American. He carried an American gun. He's got a cold right cross. What else is there to know about a man in the dark?
I could think of something.
The license number of the car. You jotted it down?
I knew we forgot something, sailor.
Next time I'll bring my ballpoint.
Yeah, do that.
Which brings us to the 64 peso question. Junior has written me of such. What business had Senor Bullock with you?
He hired me. He hired my boat. Take him to Key West.
He was a simple little man. Still, he had almost $50,000 on him. Perhaps you will tell me why.
Sure. Simple little men put their pennies in Christmas savings. You'd be surprised how it adds up.
It could have been a good fee to take him to Key West. $50,000. Perhaps this hoodlum you speak of, perhaps he had fear you would not share with him, eh?
Hey, look, I told you what happened.
Buenas noches, Senor LaSalle. Everybody. Well, will you be glad I'm here, Shannon? You and the lady. Will you be glad?
What is it you want, Senor Armin?
A favor, Senor. Just release Shannon and Duval. Because I ask you. Because I've got a writ that says you have to.
Give it to me. It is in order. You are released. But walk careful in Havana, eh, Senor? Senorita?
Just like you say. Give my regards to Junior, huh?
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I told you. The chief and me, we're just like that. I do favors for him, him for me.
And you for who else?
Your benefactor. Lovely man. He arranged it all. He's dying to meet you two. Let's not keep him waiting, huh?
He sounds like a dog. Shall we go, Slate?
Not you, just me and Buster here.
Now, look.
I said go home, sailor. You'll take me to my benefactor, huh, Buster? I don't want to share him with anybody.
Yeah?
I brought Shannon.
Oh, you're the lawyer. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, who is it?
The lawyer with the guy.
Tell the lawyer to go home.
You heard him. Come on in, Shannon. Right in here. Here he is, Johnny.
Hello, Shannon. Are you staring at me because you recognize me?
Hey, I've seen you. Your pictures. You're Johnny Rice.
That's right.
How many states are you wanted in, Johnny?
The original 13, 7 more besides. You like music, Shannon?
Sometimes.
Try now. Listen. Pretty? Sure, it's pretty. You're going out to it, Shannon. Only because you know I'm in Havana.
Whoever told you I knew that?
Marchik.
Uh-huh.
Kill him.
Johnny,
I said...
Yeah.
Listen to me. Now throw him away, Marchik.
Now, back to Bold Venture, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
A man, he come to Shannon's place, have plenty of money and anonymous face. This man so rich, want to live in states, but die in gutter, decree his face. The police, they come and arrest Mr. Slate, also Lady Sailor, his fair lady of late. Then lawyer, he come with writ reaches. Lady Sailor come home, but Mr. Slate disappears. Now Lady Sailor, she bit her lip, her eyes are sad.
Does it show that much, King Moses?
Maybe not to somebody else, but to King Moses, it shows like it was in neon lights.
Funny. Slate never sees it.
Mr. Slate sees, but he does not believe. You are someone he has not known the like of ever before. He do not think himself worthy of you.
That'll be the day he underrates himself.
I know him longer than you, Lady Sailor.
Well, then maybe you can tell me where he's been all night, because you know him so well.
I cannot. In Havana, there are many places. One goes because one has a desire in his heart, or
what, King?
Or there is a desire in someone else's heart, to please, to do harm.
Slate can take care of himself.
Yes, but sometimes a man gets hurt taking care of himself. Sometimes...
How could he have got hurt? We were in the police station. A lawyer named Harmon came in with a writ. Slate went. Get me my coat, King.
You go someplace, Lady Sailor?
Yeah, to see our lawyer. We got him for free yesterday. Maybe he'll tell me where he took Slate for free.
Ah, you understand, Miss Duval, it's been so long since a person as lovely as you walked in here. Mostly until you... dregs. Unfortunate people with burdens.
Mr. Harmon, where did you take Slate Shannon?
Really, now?
Look, Mr. Harmon, I could go away and come back. Only then this office would be cluttered with half the police in Havana.
Let me explain something to you, Miss Duval. I am a lawyer. I was hired to get you and Mr. Shannon out of jail. I succeeded quite well, don't you think?
Where did you take Slate?
Here I was only half successful. I was supposed to deliver both of you.
Where?
You must realize I'm not going to say where or to whom or why. And may I make a suggestion?
What?
Should you bring the police here, I would lie. I would lie and say I dropped Slate Shannon in the middle of downtown Havana, in the street. I would lie and you would become a fool. Beautiful, but nonetheless a fool. Goodbye, Miss Duval.
Come on, wake up. Come on, wake up, Shannon. You're over being hurt. Wake up.
Hey, I know you. The man told you to kill me.
I'm sorry. I had to make it look good. How's your shoulder?
You had to do that, huh? You're wrong, Marchek. I'm not over being hurt.
There was a doctor here. He took the bullet out. Fixed you up. That sling. Here's some pills. He said you'll live.
Did he check with Johnny Rice? Is it okay with Johnny Rice if I live?
Johnny thinks you're dead. He wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, then you double-crossed Johnny.
Uh-huh.
That makes me owe you something. Like my life, minus a pound of shoulder.
You don't owe me a thing.
Don't kid me, Marchek. You don't do things like that to Johnny Rice. Not for nothing. You don't cross him, bring me here, and to this hole, get me a doctor, not for nothing. What's your fee?
It'll surprise you.
Want to bet? Tell me your fee, then I'll go home, because I've got a home.
I work for the Treasury.
I get it. You don't like to kill with guns. You're going to kill me with jokes.
See? My credentials. Look at them. Go on, look at them.
You win. Surprises me.
It always does. Every time.
Yeah, I know. I saw the movie.
We've wanted Johnny Rice a long time. We don't want to lose him in red tape. You're going to help us get him.
Am I?
He's going to make a run for the States tonight. We'll arrest him there. I'll recommend your book.
Thanks.
You're Miss Duval. Can she handle a bold venture?
Leave her out of it or I don't play.
All right. I'll go find somebody else.
Hey, come back, Jack Armstrong. Sailor can handle a boat.
Tell her to get it ready. Tell her to be on board about 6 o'clock. Sometime after dark, 3 men will meet her. Me, Dolly, and Johnny Rice. She'll take us to Key West.
And you'll take Dolly and Rice all by yourself? You're a bigger hero than appears on the surface, Marchak.
Don't pout, Shannon. You're going too. You'll hide below deck with a gun. I'll call out when I need you. Because I need you.
See you later, Marchak.
Yeah.
Mr. Slate. Mr. Slate.
Hey, where's Sailor King?
What happened to you, Mr. Slate?
I'll tell you later. Where is she?
In her room. Melting away for you, Mr. Slate.
Sailor.
Slate, Slate. Where have you been? Why didn't you...
Now, watch it. Your tears are getting my bandage wet. Hey, what's the matter with you, Sailor?
Your arm.
Ah, it's my shoulder. Used to have a bullet in it.
Slate.
Cut it out, will you? Man spends a hard night getting shot. He likes to come home and see a girl with her hair combed and lipstick on, looking nice. Look in the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Forget it. We're going to Key West.
What are you talking about? You're hurt.
We're going to Key West as soon as it gets dark. You'll be on the Bold Venture. 3 men will meet you there. One named Johnny Rice and Marchak and Dolly. I'll be below deck. I'll have a gun.
Ahoy! Bold Venture!
Ahoy! Come aboard.
Well, good evening. I'm Johnny Rice. And you're Sailor Duval.
You sit over there.
No. You're at the wheel of this tub. I'm your right-hand man, right beside you. Let's get moving.
We wait for 2 more men.
Marchak and Dolly?
That's right. When Marchak paid me for this trip, he said you, him, and something named Dolly.
How much did Marchak pay you for this trip?
$300.
He did well by it.
I'll thank him again when he comes aboard.
I'm afraid not. He's dead, like your friend Slate.
Dead?
That's right. I caught Marchak placing a phone call, transatlantic, to the Treasury boys. Can you imagine Marchak doing that? That's why he's dead.
What about Dolly?
He's packing Marchak to bury him wherever he wants to bury him. I'll meet Dolly in the States.
Then there's going to be only you.
And you. Let's go to Key West, Mr. Bell. Ah, beautiful night, isn't it?
I haven't looked. Do you mind if I get some coffee?
Where do you get your coffee?
Below, in the galley.
And who runs the boat while you're doing that?
You. Just hold the wheel. Steady as she goes.
All right. I've never run a boat before, but go ahead. And bring me some, too. Hurry back. I'm beginning to miss you already.
Slate.
What are you doing here? Where's Marchak?
He's dead. They found out who he is and they killed him.
You mean you've been up there all alone with Rice and Dolly?
No, only Johnny Rice came aboard. He's waiting for some coffee.
I'll carry it to him on this gun.
Be careful, Slate. Your arm.
I don't worry about it.
Yeah, you were quick with the coffee, Mr. Val.
No coffee, Johnny. We're all out.
Huh? Well, what do you know? Marchek didn't kill you. I should have figured that.
You enjoy handling a boat, Johnny?
Yeah. I'm happy like this. Shoulder's bleeding, huh? Drop the gun. Drop it. Thanks, Shannon. Now I'm going to have to spend the voyage with a gun in my hand, huh, Shannon? Did you hear what I told your boyfriend, Miss Duval?
Slate. Slate, you're hurt.
I'll take the hurt away from him in a little while. Get on this wheel.
I'm sorry, sailor. I lost.
Come on, get on the wheel.
You know something? I forgot how to run a boat. If I took the wheel, this boat would go around in circles till we ran out of gas.
I can blink an eyelash, Mr. Val, then shoot you dead. Slate can run the boat.
It's a big coincidence. I forgot, too.
What's on your mind, Slate?
Throw my gun overboard and I'll see you get ashore.
Where I want to go?
Key West. You got my word for it.
All right.
That was my gun, Johnny. Now yours. Now I'll take the wheel. How much water, sailor?
About 7 feet.
Well, it won't be long now. I can see the lights from the coast.
Take another sounding, sailor.
All right. 4. Better cut the motors. Now 2.
All right, Johnny, jump.
Jump?
That's right. I can't take the boat on the beach. You'll have to walk from here. Go ahead, jump.
All right.
Go along, Johnny.
I'll find you, Slate. I'll find you now. Hey.
What's the matter, Johnny?
This beach. This water on the other side of it. Where am I?
So long, Johnny. How did I do, sailor?
I don't know what you did.
I told him I'd put him ashore, my part of the bargain. That sandbar is a mile from Key West, but it's part of Key West.
The tide will be in a half hour. He'll drown.
Get on the ship to shore phone, sailor. Get the Coast Guard. Give them Johnny's position. If they hurry, they'll get him alive. Nurse, where am I? Nurse.
Take it easy, Slate. I'm not a nurse. This is a sailor.
Water. Water.
So help me, Slate. If I thought you had a fever...
The room is spinning. Everything's going black. I've got no pulse.
I'll go get you one.
Oh, thanks, nurse.
I'll be right back, baby. It's time for your 10 o'clock feeding.
Why, you nurses always talking shop. Come here.
Let go of me.
Oh, come here.
Boy, you really have got a fever.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Eighty-eight 88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
Now in Havana, there is a small hotel. From here to there, they come pell-mell. No elevators or curtains of lace. It's known all over as Shannon's Place. You like that, Mr. Slate?
Oh, sure do.
You have another verse, King?
Every time, Miss Sailor.
Look, we've got work to do. If you don't mind, I'd like to get on with it.
Right now, we mind. King's in a singing mood. Go ahead, King.
Mr. Shannon, he run the small hotel. He man who like Havana so well. He would rather starve in this city than have $1 million in Cincinnati.
Thanks, King. Now it's your turn, Whit. Go ahead.
Well, we've been sitting here for 3 hours now talking about it. All I'd like you to do is say yes or no.
What'll I say, sailor? Yes or no?
Well, I'd like it. It's the thing I've always wanted to do.
If you want my opinion, Mr. Slate.
Sure.
I've heard stories like this before. Spanish gold. Nothing ever happens. Down in the barrio, secret treasure maps get sold all day long. I know the man who draws them. The
man just made a point, Whit.
I beg your pardon, Ed, and yours, too. Because I'm not making myself clear. Look, I have nothing so tangible as a map. All I have is this knowledge that on the island in Flamingo Cay, there is Spanish gold.
And this you learned in college.
That's right. Now, you people don't have to smile about it. Mr. Cheney and I are serious. That's why he sent me to you. You don't have to smile.
I wasn't smiling.
Thank you, Mr. Duval.
Let's see the charts again.
Sure, Mr. Cheney. Now, look. See? Your boat could make it easily right along the banks, eh? Here. Here's Flamingo Cay, about 30 small islands. This one. Here's one. Due south of Exmouth Sound.
Here's a nickel, Slate.
Yeah. Heads we go, tails we don't. Tails. Tails we don't.
I said 2 out of 3.
Yeah, that's right, you did. Heads. One more. Heads.
Heads we go.
We'll start in the morning, Whit, about 6.
Oh, that's swell, swell. I'll see you then, huh? I don't think I'll be able to sleep. You won't be sorry.
Take it easy, boy. Whit.
Uh-huh.
Did he bite?
I learned a word for his type in college. Sucker. I want to tell you something, Joe, just between you and me.
All right.
I feel good. I feel good all over.
Well, I'm glad for you.
Yeah, that's a feeling I like. All that loot just waiting for me.
For both of us.
For both of us.
You're a greedy boy, Whit. That's what makes you so useful. But you'll remember something, Whit.
Anything you ask me, I'll remember. Anything you tell me, I'll remember.
That's good, because it's my party I call a dance you won't forget now, college boy.
Joe, tell me more about yourself. Tell me again how a man like you comes on a dream like this.
Yeah, I had me a boat once. I tore the insides out of it in a coral reef in Flamingo Cay, and I got ashore. It is like you said, the stuff that landed on the beach wasn't just sand.
You make me young again, Joe.
It just lay there teasing me, pirate's loot whispering to me in the sun. Then a shadow come over, a guy and his wife.
Mr. and Mrs. Mark Bryan?
Yeah, a college boy, Mark Bryan and his wife. He told me the island belonged to them. He told me don't touch. He told me fix your boat and go away. I went away.
But he won't do that to us again, will he?
College boy.
And our sucker, Slade Shannon. And that pretty dream hangs on him. What do we do with them, Joe?
We use them. Then we lay a Spanish doubloon on their forehead so they shine in the sun. So the seagulls can find them.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I can sleep now.
I hope you're a good navigator, Shannon.
Now don't worry about it.
That college boy, Whit, he looks worried, and he's got an education.
The Bold Venture's gotten through barrier reefs before. Hey, look, Cheney, why don't you trail your feet in the water, light a cigarette, or spit into the wind, the things people are supposed to do on a boat?
Well, you're a good sailor, Shannon. Look at that island. That's pretty, huh? All that loot, and all you have to do is tie up at that pier. It's pretty small.
I'll make it.
5 feet here, Slade.
Shannon.
Yeah?
There's not a whole lot of room between the bottom of this boat and that coral.
5:15. Shawling off, Slade. 4. Easy.
Yeah, that does it. We'll tie up here.
Maybe.
Huh?
Look what we got, a committee standing on the beach.
It's got a gun, Cheney. What is this?
What it is Mark Bryan and Ms. Bryan looking as red-headed as usual.
Sailor! Sailor, come here!
What is it, Slade?
Make it fast. I'm going calling.
Yeah, that looks like a shotgun the man's holding. He couldn't miss with it if he tried.
Just make it fast, sailor. Hello!
Get out of here!
Your name, Bryan? You're Mrs. Bryan. My name is Slade Shannon.
Hello, Slade Shannon.
Get back on your boat and get out of here.
I've counted 4 on your boat. We can put you up. We're lousy with bamboo shacks. I weave them in my spare time.
You've come for the gold. It's dug up and put away.
I didn't say anything about gold.
Who are you trying to fool? That man, him, standing on the pier? Don't you think I know him? Joe Cheney.
Why don't you just listen for a minute?
Listen? You listen. What do you think I...
Bryan.
Oh.
That crazy college punk.
Shot my husband. What do you know? Someone finally called Mark's bluff. Pick him up, Mr. Shannon. As I said, I've got accommodations for everybody.
Sorry, Mr. Bryan.
That's all right, my boy. I don't expect you to mend me without some hurt.
One more twist, a bandage, and you'll...
You know, you're good, Slade. If I'm ever shot in the shoulder, if I'm ever hurt, remind me to call you.
Yeah, I'll do that. 2 weeks and you'll have your shoulder back, Mr. Bryan.
You want me to be grateful? Shall I kiss the hands that heal me?
I think we could bear it.
Don't misunderstand me, you two. It's only that for me, the difference between living and dying is very slight. I rather wish your friend had potted me into eternity.
I'll go get your wife, Mr. Bryan.
No. Leave her there with her newfound excitements. 2 new men. That can make Lucy very happy. See? This occasion is a rare delicacy for Lucy. Life with me on my island bores her. It's bored her for 12 years.
You could have taken her away. Anywhere in the world she wanted to go.
And maybe she'd be with you on your head.
You mean the gold? The gold you and your friends are so hungry for? You're quite right. I could have used it for that. but I have no taste for it.
Then this wasn't a college boy's fairy tale. There is gold here, Mr. Bryan.
Enough to make all men kneel at your feet, Miss Duval.
I need gold for that, Slade.
You heard what the man said.
Then listen more to what I say. This is your fee for probing in my shoulder, for trespassing on a world I meant to keep for myself.
Wash up, Slade. Get your money and let's get out of here.
Not money, Mr. Duval. A suggestion. I suggest you and Mr. Shannon take your friends and get off my island. I suggest you forget its existence. I suggest you will never find what you're looking for. Except that. Except the sound of death. Good night, you two. Sleep well.
You done good, college boy. You impressed Miss Bryan, I could tell.
Redheads and me, Joe, there's an affinity. I tell her the things I do for a girl like her, if only I had money, so she whispers in my ear where her husband hid the loot. The other side of the atom. Take it, she says. It's yours.
And now you go to work on Miss DeVal, that sailor girl, huh, Will?
Hide someplace where you can watch me, Joe. Be a revelation to you.
I couldn't live without it. You're on your own, college boy. Now, don't louse it.
She'll love every minute of it. Goodbye, Joe.
Oh, it's you. I thought
you have the look of a girl who's sorry she's alone, Mr. Bell. As if you were waiting for someone to knock at your door. But not me.
Right again. Not you.
Mr. Shannon.
Slate said he wanted to look around the island. Maybe you'll go find him for me.
No.
We've had a nice chat. Good night.
You dislike me for shooting Mr. Bryan?
I'll find other reasons. Give me time.
Anything you ask, Mr. Val. I thought that if you're really tired of being alone, we could go for a walk. Tropic moon, the surf. Sometimes a girl wants things like that.
Go beat on another shack, college boy. I've got strong sales resistance.
Even with this gun in my hand? It could shoot your resistance full of holes, Mr. Val.
It could.
Why don't we walk, Mr. Val? You and I.
Sailor! Sailor, get decent and open the door. I thought maybe you'd like to walk.
Walk right in.
Huh?
Walk right in, Shannon. Don't have argue with a 45. Walk. Good. Turn around, Shannon.
What did you do with Sailor?
Bite your lip, kid. Bite it hard. You stay unconscious too long, Shannon, you rot.
Come on. Come on, Slate. Oh, you'll have to do better than that.
What the...
Open your eyes.
Yeah, help me up. Thanks. Where's Sailor?
In the boat. I guess she's in the boat. Look out the window.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, the boat...
Gone? That's right. She's in the boat, only the boat's gone.
She said it would be here. She said all we have to do is dig right here. That redhead crossed me up.
Keep your sweat for the digging, college boy. It'll be here. I said dig.
Maybe if he digs hard enough, it'll turn out to be his grave.
You're real funny, Mr. Val. You run a boat good, and you're real funny.
What did you do to Slate?
Did I forget to tell you? I hit him on the head with the butt end of this .45. It must have hurt him because he didn't talk back. That's what I'd done with Slate.
You dig for a while, Joe. I want to tell a lady about the splendors of where we are. Little known facts. She'll enjoy it.
Do that, college boy. Maybe it'll do something for me, too.
This lagoon you sail us into, Mr. Valley, it's really just a saltwater lake filling up a hole that used to be a volcano.
Imagine that.
And all of this cove with these sheer cliffs all around rising up into the sky like a cry for help. Stunning, isn't it?
It makes me weep, the sheer stunningness of it.
And that hurricane hovering over us like a black winged bird. But it won't touch us here. Because Mother Nature built this place so no storm could touch it.
Hammers for the million things.
And on the other side of the island, you're Mr. Shannon. The redhead, her husband, all at the mercy of a tropical hurricane and no place to hide. Will you cry for Mr. Shannon,
sir? I found it, kid. It's here. Just like she said, it's all here, wrapped in an old sail.
Let me look at it, Joe. Get out of the way so I can look at it.
We're through here, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Make the boat ready, Mr. Val. We're sailing away from this lovely place.
Wrong again, college boy.
What?
The black-winged hurricane, remember? The one you were telling me about? Boats die in it, even with me sailing them.
Joe,
she's right. We wait here till it blows away.
I don't mind, Joe. I don't mind a bit. I got the gold to keep me warm.
And the whole thing strikes you funny.
Well, consider it, Shannon. Look at it the way I do and join me in a big fat laugh.
Yeah, I know. It's about your husband. You're getting a reaction from his shoulder wound.
Him? Lying in our shack, drinking up all this tropical paradise? Him? No, nope. You want to know what makes me laugh? You can see it from here. The moon.
I can see it. A fire moon. A hurricane moon. Hey, look, Mrs. Bryan.
It's an intimate time. Say, Lucy, I'll answer you.
Where did they take Sailor?
Lucy.
Where did they take her, Lucy?
Now we're intimate and you worry about Sailor.
So help me.
You gonna hit me? Go ahead if you operate that way.
Chaney and Whit put her on the boat because she can navigate out of this reef. Tell me where they went.
The other side of the island. We could cuddle up, make a song out of that.
That's where the loot is, isn't it?
It's where I helped Mark bury him.
Now I know what's funny. I'll laugh at you and you laugh at me. That's one way of spending a hurricane.
Maybe you're not impressed. That hurricane's really coming.
Listen to me, Lucy.
I didn't figure it, Shannon. Whenever someone whispers in my ear, I tingle all over. I told him where the treasure was and he ran out on me.
We gotta get out of here.
None of us is getting out of here.
How do we get to the other side of the island?
Why? What for?
You've got to listen to me, Lucy. The other side of the island. We've got to get there. You know a way, don't you?
It's far.
We'll get your husband. He can walk. We can't leave him here.
It's far.
Can't be too far. It's a small island, Lucy.
You miss the mood, huh, Shannon? Sure. Sure, I'll take you. All you gotta do is hold my hand.
You know something, Joe?
What?
I'm glad we're down here and not up there. People could die up there on top of the island in that hurricane, and we don't want to die, do we, Joe?
That's right, kid.
I sit here and I dream of what I can do with all this loot. Makes me shudder. Sends chills down my back. Care to share it with me, Mr. Rye?
Maybe I would.
What?
Because I see you in a new light, college boy.
That would be the reflection of all this gold, wouldn't it?
That's part of it.
Tell me, what else would there be?
You, the way you are. The dark things you stir up in a girl once she gets to know you.
And when did this wonderful thing happen to me?
It began when you came into Shannon's place. It built when you shot Mr. Bryan. And the way you handled me when you made me bring you here in the boat. I like it.
You surprise me.
How do you figure me, Joe?
I don't have to, I know. Leave her alone, kid.
She's got a point, Joe. It interests me. Burn up dreams, you and me, huh, Sailor?
Burn them. Blow the ashes away. Start new ones. Whatever you say.
Uh-huh. Joe?
What's the matter with you, kid? You gone crazy? Put that gun away before I slap you across the mouth with it.
You won't be able to do that, Joe. I'll tell you why.
Oh, you filthy... No!
That's why, Joe. Brush your cheek against mine, Sailor. I'm in love.
You okay, Brian?
Now, you didn't have to take me. Two of you could make it faster.
You lean on me.
Leave him alone, Shannon.
What's the matter with you?
I said leave him alone.
Do you love him all of a sudden?
Shut up.
How much further?
We'll never make it. Never.
Down that crater. There's a passageway that leads to the other side. Then we can... That tree! Watch out! Mark! Help me with him! Help me!
No, it's no use.
Help me with you!
I can't! I can't budge the tree!
Mark!
Come on, Lucy. You can't help him. Lucy!
Get out of here! Get out!
You can't stay here.
I did wrong, Mark. I did wrong, and this happened. It's my fault, Mark. It's
my fault. He's dead.
No. No, it isn't my fault. It's your fault, Shannon. Coming here with that boat and those men. Get out. Get out, will you, and leave me with my husband.
The wind's dying. You'll be all right.
Can't you understand? I want to be with Mark. Tell him how sorry I am.
Wind's just about gone, Sailor. Let's go see all those pretty places we were going to see.
Maybe we ought to stay around for a while. Maybe the hurricane will start up all over again.
No, it never does. Let's go.
I think we ought to wait.
Come on. Give me a hand with the stuff.
Whit.
Come on, I said. Look at it, baby. How much do you think there is there?
I wouldn't know.
It would be enough for what we want it for. That's a happy sound. Wait a minute. Well, 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 what do you know? Look what the storm blew in.
Slate.
Slate Shannon, trying to be quiet as a mouse. You're clumsy, Mr. Shannon. Try with your hands in the air.
You all right, Sailor?
Yes, he's fine. I'm going to have to tell you something, Mr. Shannon. You're going to have to die. I'm going to have to kill you.
Let him be with it. Just let him be.
I asked you something, Sailor. I asked you if you're all right. You didn't tell me.
Slate, don't come near me. He'll kill you.
No, you're wrong. I won't kill him. You'll kill him. You're fond of me, remember? Here, take my gun. Go on, take it. That's right. Now, shoot him.
You're not a very bright college boy, are you, Whit?
Well, I bet he kept him. Don't point the gun at me. Point it at him. Go ahead, shoot him.
Don't come any closer.
Sailor, let him have it.
I warned you, Whit.
You aren't really fond of me at all, Sailor. Stay where you are, Mr. Shannon. This other gun, Joe's gun, is loaded. All the bullets in the gun Sailor's holding are in Joe.
What are you going to do with us now? Kill us both?
Only you.
Slate.
You tried, Sailor.
Pick up that sailcloth with the coins in it. Pick it up, Shannon. That's right. Might as well lead a short and useful life. Now carry it over to the boat. Show them the way, Sailor. That's right. You get your feet wet, but it won't matter.
What are you going to do with all this money?
Convert it into coin of the realm, then live. Sailor helped me plan the whole thing.
Dry him off, first of it. Why, you... Watch it, Sailor. I'll tell you... Start holding your breath, Whit. What do you know? Short-winded.
Slate, you'll kill him.
Don't suggest anything, sailor.
Let him up.
See? I let him up. He's breathing, too. Maybe they'll put a stop to that in Havana. Sailor.
It's pretty.
Piece of eight. We go on a treasure hunt and we come up with one crummy piece of eight.
Mrs. Bryan said you could take all you wanted.
Well, this is all I wanted.
Flip it.
What for?
Well, it's night. I want to go for a walk on the beach. You never want to take me.
All right. Heads I'll take you, tails I won't. Tails, I won't.
Two out of three, Slade.
Oh. Tails again. Sailor.
Uh-huh.
Three out of five. Isn't that the way we play it?
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
percent of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.